Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at 97.5 FM WFHR. Got your host, James, behind the mic, joined by our head of production, our co-host, Seth Heibacher.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for being here, everybody. We're going to have some fun this morning. Got some good stuff to get into. And we're going to kick things off with our good friend, Brittany Merlot, talking a little Mother Nature. Good morning, Britt.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Doing good.
Doing all right.
How are you doing over there?
Pretty good. I'm excited for the summery weather to come back and the wildfire smoke is gone. Woo!
Yes, very good.
Hopefully within the next days or two, we'll start to feel some of that with our bodies mm-hmm. and have a little more energy towards the end of summer here.
I hope so. Oh, I do. But the humidity is going to probably knock us back a little bit. I don't know about you, but that slows me down most of the time when it's really hot and humid. And that's what we're doing today. We're hitting highs in the mid to upper 80s, probably about 87 degrees or so. With the humidity in the 60s, it's going to be feeling like low 90s today. And winds are barely going to be moving out of the southwest. Then we've got chances for showers and storms sparking up this afternoon. And they could continue into this evening. Now, let's hope, fingers crossed, they stay south of us. But, of course, we're still right on that northern edge to get those this afternoon and evening. None of them are expected to be severe, but we could see some slow-moving, heavy rainfall-type ones. And, of course, that could create localized flash flooding in some places, and we're also looking at gusty winds possible with those. Then the heat and humidity cranks up even worse than today. Tomorrow we are looking at highs in the low 90s. Dew points in the 70s is going to make it feel like 100 degrees. So both Friday and Saturday, feeling like 100. And Saturday, a cold front moves through, and it is going to spark some strong to severe storms with that, but then give us more relief as we go into early next week. But an active stormy one Saturday, Sunday, and potentially into Monday, too.
All right.
Okay. All right.
So better than the wildfire smoke, but,
Yeah. Yeah.
Use a little moderation, not so extreme in each rather way.
One thing we can count on, Mother Nature is going to keep it interesting. Yeah. There is no
keep
reruns.
Keep us on our toes.
No reruns. We just going to keep things moving. We appreciate you, Britt. Have a great morning.
You too. Thanks.
Best in the business right there. Brittany Merlot joining us every morning. We appreciate her so much. Great way to kick off our show every day, Monday through Friday. We're going to be hanging out with you for the next couple of hours, getting into some fun stuff. Got the El Cafe birthday and anniversary club right around the corner. How many fries do we eat? We could ask our friends at El Cafe. How many pounds of fries did the average American eat per year?
Would be a high number, yeah.
We'll get into that one a little bit later. Got a couple of other fun ones, including, do Gen Zers answer the phone without saying anything?
Just click on and then that's it? Nothing? Wow.
Get into that. We, of course, got a great one for you a little bit later as we kick off the 10 o'clock hour with our friend Denise in the Southwick County Humane Society. We got our Pet of the Week
this Thursday. Absolutely,
yeah. Looking forward to that. Afterwards, Seth and I will dive into some entertainment news, including the odds of the next year's Super Bowl halftime performer, a topic I've been hitting on quite a bit.
He's not been placing bets, though.
No.
I would never do that.
Not too much. Which TV show theme song will you never skip?
Oh.
And rock songs that bands have performed over 1,500 times.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's very specific.
That'll be
an
interesting. Yeah, it is very specific. Yeah. Wow.
We're getting all that. We got all those things coming up. We got a new newsletter to talk about and our open house and plenty of good stories of the day.
All kinds of goodies coming up.
All that stuff coming up. But we begin with drones and food.
Drones and food.
We go to China, a bakery in Shanghai, actually. So this story just kind of broke this morning a little bit, but there's been other stories like this in years past, even going back all the way to 2013.
Wow.
A bakery in Shanghai attempted to deliver cakes via drone.
Okay.
Doing this caused a huge stir and prompted police intervention. The bakery in cake, it's all one word, in cake, hoped to generate media buzz with the novelty of drone delivery.
Sure.
However, their unauthorized drone operation led to public concern about safety and eventually resulted in the suspension of the their service.
Oh, no.
It feels like a little bit like a modern version of War of the Worlds, where people just see these drones. And it's one thing to see a drone that is already going to panic just about anybody.
See earlier this year in the United States, right?
Yeah. But then you put it like a box it's carrying.
Yes. what's in the box?
Yeah. I mean, that's, I don't know. I don't get freaked out easy. That certainly would make
that me pause. For cover. Yeah, right.
And I'm definitely avoiding the drone.
Oh my God, we're being invaded by aliens and they're bringing us cakes? Wait a minute.
I think this is going to be a bit of a controversial take, I think, and everything. But again, we don't shy away from stuff around here. I blame Radio Shack. Now, is there any Radio Shacks around anymore? Even before, I don't believe the drones in Radio Shack crossed over. I'm pretty sure Radio Shack.
No, they were gone by then, yeah.
I still blame them because you have the generations mostly that are using these drones and that are messing around with them. How many of them got remote control cars from a Radio Shack or something like that? And we're associating this. We're thinking of them as the same thing when they could not be farther apart.
No, they are so different.
But I'm joking, of course, here and everything. But I do think that there is a little bit of a tie in there.
I agree. No, I totally agree. Because it's a similar rig, right? You think about it. You're like, wow, I had one of those when I had my RC car, like from, Radio Shack. Yeah. Circuit City.
Yes, sir.
Oh, how many other defunct technology stores can we talk about?
Let's see how many we can name, everybody. Yeah, right. There's one more. I know there's one more I'm not thinking of.
Yeah, right.
That's what our real story, our real segment is just naming businesses and stores that are around.
That are gone, right. Yeah. Went to my Monty Ward's, and that's it.
Yes. I'll meet you at Sears.
Yeah, right.
Or JCPenney. one other thing that this story kind of like brought up in my head, and I don't know if this already exists, I apologize, and please go ahead and correct me on it, but there's been a real rise in TV shows of like, is it real or is it cake?
Yes.
I'm a little surprised that hasn't turned into an everyday business where you could just like, how many kids have specialized cakes they want?
True. And
like, hey, here's a car, and it's actually a cake. It's or something like that.
Here's your favorite action hero.
Yeah.
Is it a car? Is it a cake or not?
Yeah. Here's Snake Eyes. The G.I. Joe. Is it easy cake or is he real? I don't know. We do Pinata on the Donkey, and we do breaking things for birthday.
A pinata. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I feel like there might be something here. It's a business model that we can already tell I will fail at. As we were just talking about businesses that aren't around any longer, James is it real or is it cake? Store.
There'll be a publicity blitz, and then people are like, wait a minute, this isn't fun at all.
We would be huge for a couple months. Exactly. For a couple months, we'd be pretty big. I'm telling you.
And then everyone realizes there's like, wait a minute, there's no future in this. Get out of here.
Then we got to drop out quick.
Yeah.
We open the store for 6 months, and that's it.
And we're on our way.
We're a Spirit Halloween for cakes.
That's right.
But it's interesting with this story, too, that not only the fact that it's happened, like I said, there's been two different stories out of this from China going back to 2013. Mm-hmm. And that's not even before this one I came across this morning. We are going to see more of this.
Yeah.
This isn't going away.
Well, and you can see it. I mean, just recently I saw something similar for Celebrate Plover, of course. We were there for that. But I remember looking at the website and saying, and there was a thing, like a note on there. It says, please, no one is allowed drones except for the police department. They were the only ones allowed to do it because they take up airspace, and they can be dangerous. That's the thing. So, and my kids actually saw the drone when we were leaving, and they were like, wow, look, there's a drone up there. That's cool.
I feel like I'm really boring in this. I have no interest in drones. I never had an interest in remote control cars or anything.
Maybe
like
that's
that
part
either.
Of it. See?
Yeah. I don't know.
Well, at least we know you would not, just willy nilly, take a drone out and do something with it. You're just like, this is boring. I don't care.
Well, I don't know why though. I feel a little weird about it. Like I'm supposed to, or like I'm missing something, or there's something wrong with me because I never understood what the drive to it. I do get that it can be fun.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't know. Never did anything for me.
No. Seems too complicated to me. So
we had Sheriff Becker in yesterday, and one of the things that we got into a bunch of great topics, as Sean and I always do, and he always brings such good stuff here. And if I have a topic from the community, he doesn't mind diving into it. We talked about the ICE situation and some of that, and always appreciate that. A big shout out to Sean and everybody.
Yeah.
I do want to say a big shout out to our Wisconsin Rapids Police Department and Fire Department and everybody that was there for our great event last night.
National night out last night.
That we got to be a part of and everything. That was a lot of fun. One of the things that I like to do with Sean, though, is try to give them a light moment. You know, anytime it's the sheriff's department, police department in here, our fire departments. You know, try to give them, you know, we get to the heavy stuff. We don't shy away from anything. And at the same time, try to laugh, end on a joke, end on a high note. And I was talking to him about, you know, this emu situation that happened in Florida, about these deputies that on their cam, you see them chasing down this emu. And just the, you know, the things that you train for in the job, that, that then there's the stuff that they can't prepare you for.
Oh, no, absolutely like, not.
I imagine that, you know, you're training here in Wisconsin, and you're learning how to, you know, say Miranda rights, how to put a pair of handcuffs on somebody, how to get a deer out of a department store. Like, I don't know. I can't imagine. That there's this like,
what part of your training do you pull on for that, right?
Week three, we went over that. I don't imagine that there's stuff. I bet for everything they cover, they do a great job preparing these guys and women. I don't know that there's certain stuff you could really plan for. I don't know.
I wonder if they have like codes they just, you know, because, you know, you have to go, well, we've got a 314 or whatever. Right, you know, they got codes for everything, right?
Feels like
so it. What is a code for, like, a deer in a shopping mall or an emu, you know, running wild, right?
And what's the code for a Kraken being chased by a grizzly bear?
Because members
of the Seattle Kraken hockey team were fly fishing in Alaska as a promotion kind of thing. And their mascot was out there. And they, for those that haven't seen it, the Seattle Kraken's mascot is a little freaky looking, but he's big.
Yeah. Right.
He's very big and everything. So he's out there with them, of course, to promote this.
Yep.
Well, while they were doing this, they were charged by a grizzly bear.
Oh, no.
The team shared a video to social media showing a team members and support staff fly fishing in Katimi National Park, which is beautiful, by the way. My dad has been there and stuff. And they're next to exit water when a brown bear takes an interest in the group.
Oh, no.
The video caught the moment a bear charged at Bowie, the team's mascot, sending water flying but veering away before getting too close.
Oh, phew.
This was probably a bear that had a cub or something close by and just wanted to scare him off and everything.
Do a charge,
This is also a really interesting and kind of cool thing about bears that not even lions do. Sharks don't even do this. Bears are so confident and understand where they are on the food chain that they understand what scaring something is. Like, we do this all the time with animals. Animals don't think like us. They don't worry about if you're scared or not most of the time. But a bear, it's like built into their DNA to know what it's like to scare a human being.
Right.
That's where they are on the food chain. Mm-hmm. That's like, even though we're higher, we're still like face up, you against a bear. Good luck.
Yeah, you're going to lose on that one.
Tell you where I'm betting.
Terrifying. I don't care if they do veer away at the end. That's got to be scary, man. A bear charging at you. Ah!
You know it's intense when even hockey players are like, oh, no.
No.
I would have loved to have, though, have seen of one of the hockey players throwing their gloves down. They're like, no, what are you doing? Like, this is... they had a good time. This all worked out and everything. And it is a fun video if you get a chance to check out the video, everybody. I encourage you to check that out. It's pretty good.
At the moment, it probably wasn't fun. But hey, no one got hurt. We can laugh about it afterwards.
I want to see if we can see any of this here.
Okay.
Because I think, so this is just them talking about it.
Yeah, right.
But they're out there, and the cameraman catches the bear.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they would not know.
Yeah, right. There they all look at, bear. We'll just kind of...
Yeah, the bear, I wouldn't say the bear is close.
No,
but the bear
not.
Is close enough to where they're like, yep, we're out.
Yeah, we're going to move because it is now in the water with them.
And so, and it circles them.
Yeah.
It crosses the river to go to the other side. And I, like this mascot, you can't see this human being's face.
Yes.
And the mascot face doesn't change, of course.
Right.
But I can see a terrified human being. Like never, like it's never, look at that, man. That's actually a lot closer than I thought.
Yeah, that was pretty close. Yeah.
That you meant,
stayed in character though.
That ain't right.
That was good though.
He
wiped his brow when the bear veered off, which is actually that's good. That's a good performer right there.
That is a true performer right there. Make Beth proud. That's a good one, man. That's also the moment you ask for a raise.
Yes, like
that's the moment.
You're not paying me enough, man.
I could have died in a Kraken costume. What is my funeral going to look like?
Oh my God.
That ain't right.
They may not let him into heaven for that.
I don't know how that works. I don't know enough about that stuff. Before we go to break, I did have a PSA we wanted to do from our friends over at the United Way of South Winnemem's Counties. Due to the forecasted rain today, they have moved the school supply collection for Stuff the Bus to East Junior High School from 11 to 1. Mm-hmm. We want to make sure that everybody knows about this, and specifically, of course, the people that we're going to be dropping off items.
Yes.
So keep this, spread the word about this, everybody. Mm-hmm. If you're around the old water cooler, make sure that everyone knows.
Yep.
And, of course, we'll be mentioning this a couple of times throughout the show today.
We will.
Wish them well. Hope that goes good. And a big thank you again to everybody that dropped off supplies here and that have been dropping them off throughout all of town.
Yep.
I did a little digging on this one because it seemed like the last couple of years, this has been a little more of a heavier topic than usual. It's always been important to me, but I haven't seen this really as where it is now.
Right.
And it's because of the cuts and a lot of the funding being cut to a lot of our programs and a lot of our schools and a lot of the abilities that they, and a lot of, I mean, there's nobody out there walking around that I would hope that it thinks that teachers paying for school supplies for their own students is right. And now we're going to see even more of it. Let's prevent that. Let's help our kids.
Yep.
They are the future.
Right.
They are. Look what happens when you do not have a succession plan. Now, you can look at China for that and see what the trouble that they have been for, I want to say, going on 3 decades, they are behind because of not having successors to take over for the CEOs and the people in charge, or even just managers of a gas station. They don't even have that, let alone what's happened here politically, where we have nothing but senior, not senior citizens, people that should just be sitting down in the rocking chair doing whatever they want, not running a country.
Right.
Like, this is not an R&D thing. This is the best we've got.
Yeah.
Like, and this is what happens when you don't set up succession plans. This is when it happens when you don't care about the youth, when you don't put into, invest in the youth.
Yep.
Those of you that have, we greatly appreciate it and encourage others to. And now the school supplies are going to go a lot farther than we could ever put in the words.
Absolutely.
Hope it goes well for the United Way and the volunteers and everybody putting those together today, because that's a lot of stuff in backpacks.
Yeah, they're going to be. It is. But they always do a great job.
Yeah, we appreciate them. Find out more by going to uwswac.org. And again, we'll mention this throughout the show. We'll be back with the Yellow Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club on the morning show at WFHR. Time to do some celebrating with our great friends over at El Cafe and the Birthday and Anniversary Club. We encourage you to treat yourself next week. Not today.
No, not today. They're closed.
They're closed. We're very happy for them. We hope they are enjoying themselves in this break and recharging and resetting and getting ready for next Tuesday when they open their doors again.
That's right.
Looking forward to our friends at El Cafe open up. We got to get over there. Got to get over there. Can do a remote from there. We'll meet you there, 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards, when they open those doors again next Tuesday. Be sure to make some plans by going to their website, checking out that awesome menu. Buy local, support local, everybody. And, of course, get us those birthdays and anniversaries so we can keep celebrating with you. You can email us, info@WFHR.com. You can direct message us on our Facebook pages. And, of course, you can call on up.
Right now, 715-424-2600. Wish someone a birthday. A happy birthday, or just a birthday if you don't like them.
Yeah, I like that.
It's your birthday. But call up and do that. We want to hear from you.
Feels like a sibling thing.
Yeah, right.
Like,
yeah,
I got to get my brother's birthday.
I don't want it to be happy, but it's your birthday anyway. I acknowledge that.
When my birthday comes around, feel free to everybody do that to me. I actually think that'd be kind of fun. I like that. We encourage you to do that. Thanks so much to everybody who got us birthdays. Mm-hmm. Seth, I need a one or a two.
Two.
All right. Gives us the qualifier. First up, want to wish a very happy birthday to a good friend of our station's, Rachel Whitehair.
Oh, Rachel, happy birthday to you.
Rachel's out and about doing her thing like she did here for many years. Yep. We really enjoyed working with her at the station here, and she's off doing great stuff. Still talk to her every once in a while, and she's doing good.
Nice. We
keep up the great stuff, Rachel. She's really doing a lot to promote and bring awareness not only to our environment, but to help our ag industry, our farmers out there, and doing good work.
Yep.
And a happy birthday to our qualifier, Avery Butler.
Avery, happy birthday and congratulations to you.
Enjoy your day, Avery. Hope it's a good one for you. Wish you a good one. And we encourage you to brag to everybody that you're a qualifier.
Oh, man. I said the Decemberist song, Avery, just popped into my head.
Yeah.
Avery, that's a good song.
Looking at celebrity birthdays, who you share your birthdays with, everybody. Mike Trout is 34.
Wow.
Angels outfielder and one of the best all-around players in baseball today. And really, I mean, especially looking at his first 9-10 years.
Oh, generational talent.
Yeah. And it's kind of been lost to
it has.
It is so weird in this day and age where if you want to see it, you can see it.
Yeah. Like,
there's a way that you got to hunt it down sometimes, or maybe you got to go through a paywall.
It's there somewhere,
or whatever,
yep.
But you can find it. And yet this guy, the only things we've seen are some highlights here and there on, you know, the mouse or something. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's weird that where he has spent his career, and it's just kind of been in, you know, quiet.
Yeah, he's kind of a quiet guy, to be fair. So, yeah.
And I give him a lot of credit for that in the regard of not demanding a trade every 5 weeks or something like that and everything.
He's never done that.
And at the same time, I kind of wish he did.
Yeah, I know.
I kind of, like, of all organizations to stay loyal to. One thing that we do not talk enough about in sports, it is on the athlete to be loyal to this team, but the team is never meant to be loyal to the athlete.
Mm-hmm.
We don't expect the same thing.
Which is, yeah.
And we can't go out of our way enough to clap ourselves on the back when a team, look at that team, how they paid that guy or whatever and everything, where that team would not exist without the players.
I mean, come on. Let's remember this.
Doesn't make any sense. Charlize Theron is 50.
Wow.
One of the greatest actors you will see.
Mm-hmm.
Just period. Just one of the best. Of course, Oscar winner for Monster. I think one of her greatest performances is among kind of like overrated and kind of big performances. I like the movie The Devil's Advocate.
Mm-hmm.
Al Pacino is the devil. Come on. Like, that's a great cast.
That's a great cast.
Keanu Reeves is really good in it. Keanu Reeves kind of underacts in it. Al Pacino does a little bit more, like a little bigger than he might need to be in certain scenes.
Sure.
Where her performance is perfect, and it's still, and it's so moving.
It's perfect.
Really, yeah. Just does a great job. And you see her in that, and it's one of her earlier movies.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, she's going to go on to do great things.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea that she'd go on to be one of the best actors in the game.
Yeah.
And an Oscar winner and all that.
Right. She has, look up her story, her life story. It's been it's a wild stories, the ups and downs she's had, where she grew up, how she grew up, and some things that happened to her. It's really remarkable that she was able to get to where she is. It really is. I mean, a lot of the stories like hers end up not so good. So
the whole thing about her and the person she is today.
Exactly.
David Duchovny is 65. Fox Mulder is 65.
Very nice.
Wow. Californication had a big hit with that too.
As well. Yeah.
He's had some other stuff here or there or anything, but never really hit the mark that I think a lot of people thought he would.
Right.
It is so difficult. You know, you could be the biggest TV star in the world, and it means nothing in the movie industry.
No.
Even with the world's crossed over, and maybe in 10 years this will change or something, but even in this day and age, you're still a TV star.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just not the same thing as being a movie star.
Right.
And being able to transition that to movies. Ask David Caruso about that. Bruce Dickinson is 67. Cancer-defeating lead singer of Iron Maiden.
Nice.
Good on him, too.
Mm-hmm.
not to be confused, of course, with super producer Bruce Dickinson, who Christopher Walken, you know, mimics in the cowbell sketch and all that. Newman is 70. Wayne Knight is 70.
Wayne Knight. All right.
Jerry's arch enemy, Newman, on Seinfeld and all that. Great character actor. You have no Jurassic Park without him.
No.
He's the guy that drops the
He's the guy that starts the whole thing, basically.
It's so weird to me that if you press me and I have to do a book report on the first Jurassic Park movie, it's that and the water, like, ticking.
Yeah.
That's all I remember. I don't know why. I like the movie. I didn't think it was a bad movie or anything.
Right.
But for some reason, him dropping that little shaving can. I remember it was a shaving can.
Yeah, right. The water one, that's the thing everyone remembers. Because it was in all the trailers.
Yes.
That's why.
Yeah. And great. Perfect Spielberg. Oh,
suspense.
Perfect Spielberg.
Yeah.
Oh, so good. B.J. Thomas would have been celebrating a birthday on this day, born in 1942.
Raindrops keep falling on my head.
Huge artist in the country industry.
Yeah.
You know, I was reading about
plenty of crossover hits, though, too. He did a lot of pop songs, too.
One of my all-time favorite movies, it's Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. I am a sucker for anything those two men did together. Mm-hmm. The Sting is another one of those movies that's
love
up there
those
for
movies,
me.
Yeah.
One of the most scenes I cannot understand in all of movie history is that scene.
The bike scene.
I don't understand it. it feels like a completely other movie.
It does.
It just pops in too. It's weird. Not even like there's not even a segue to it or anything.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's an incredibly well done movie. The ending is ahead of its time. Mm-hmm. You don't even see coming, and all this, and then for some reason there's just this happy go lucky bike scene in it, and I have no idea why. I would love to know why that was in there. Love that movie though. There was somebody else. Billy Burke, born in the state in 1884. Glinda, the Good Witch in The Wizard of Oz.
Billy Burke. She had a long career. She was a stage actress for many years, and then she appeared in some classic movies, of course, Wizard of Oz. But she was in Dinner at 8, which is a fantastic 30s movie, and she's one of the stars of that one. She did a great job.
We will take a quick time out, but again, a big shout out to our friends at El Cafe.
Yep.
Make sure to make plans when they open their doors next Tuesday to head on over there, everybody. We'll be back after our news, sports, entertainment, and partner break on The Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show here at WFHR. Seth and James hanging out with you. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. We got good things coming up for you, but for this segment, we're talking fries.
All right.
Fries. The National French Fry Day was the other day. Mm-hmm. And according to a recent report, the average American eats 17 pounds of fries per year.
Yeah, all right.
That seems right.
That doesn't seem too much, really, on the scheme of things. Yeah.
And I hope everybody understands that's not all on you guys. At least three of those are me. At least 3 pounds of that.
He's skewing it to the no.
Yeah. I am definitely messing with the average on this one. And maybe you're eating more than that, maybe less. Who knows?
Right.
Of course, across the whole country, Americans eat at least 5.6 billion pounds of fries, enough to fill 155,000 school buses.
Wow. That's a lot.
Fries are most popular in Virginia, where locals scarf down more than 21 pounds a year.
Okay.
Alabama is next, followed by Georgia and Maryland.
Okay.
Maryland's sneaking in there. Hey. All kind of down south, it looks like. Or southern, at least.
They like their fries.
28 states, and they definitely like the fry thing. So,
they do.
28 states prefer the basic, straight, and seasoned fries,
okay,
particularly in North Dakota, Mississippi, Alabama, Wyoming, Louisiana, and Utah.
Mm-hmm.
Shoestring fries are the most popular in Hawaii, New Hampshire, Michigan, Maine, and Texas.
Really?
Oh, you can keep them. You can keep them.
You're not a fan of the shoestrings.
It's the only that fry and the waffle. Okay, yeah, the waffle fries. I'm not big on waffle fries. I don't know what it is. I don't get them. I don't like it. Crinkle cut fries are the preferred style in states like Nebraska, Kentucky, Pennsylvania, and Illinois.
That's my favorite. I love crinkle cut.
That's my go-to.
Yep.
And waffle fries only found love in Colorado.
Okay, all right.
63% of people agree that fries can be considered a main dish, not just a side.
Wow.
And gotta have a lot of them. Now, I have done that, but I did not think that literally anybody else in human history had ever done that, let alone it was an actual thing. I don't know.
Well, you can do that in Canada, poutine. That could be a meal. We just talked about that yesterday, right? It's got, cheese and gravy and stuff on it. I mean, that could be a meal right there.
The top seasoning ranged from classic salt to garlic powder, to the less common, like Parmesan, Old Bay. I know a lot of people like that Old Bay.
Especially in the South.
Yeah. Paprika and cayenne.
Ooh, make them a little spicy, yeah.
The top dips were classics as well, ketchup, ranch, and cheese sauce.
Okay.
And 77% of people claimed that they'd share their fries if they were eating with a group of people.
Mm-hmm.
65% admit that they have stolen fries from someone else's plate.
Sure.
Both of those numbers are off.
People were not being honest.
Yeah.
They were not being honest.
I do think that they're both higher than you would
right,
think.
Right,
I think more and more people are willing to share their fries with others.
Right.
Some of that is just out of being that kind of person. Right. And I think some of it is out of kind of public pressure, these things that
we peer pressure
do stuff. Yeah. And as far as the stolen fries thing, is that that you've they've seen you taking them, or you take them on the side and they're not looking?
I think that is the single one of the single universal allowed stealing is fries, because you do it. No, see, the best way to do it is when they're looking at you doing it.
Yes. Yes.
The reaction is always the same. Yeah. Hey.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's always the same.
I like ignoring it and then taking something of theirs. Like I, yeah. like whatever they got, even if I don't eat it. Like even if I don't like it.
But no one's really upset.
No,
they don't mind you taking a fry. I mean, come on.
I think that one of the smarter campaigns I've heard in recent years, McDonald's doing this with theirs about like it's kind of like they made a joke or made a thing about, well, we put more fries in there so you can
share. Yeah, people can steal them, right? Yeah.
Which of all the companies they should lean into?
Right. Seriously,
they got the money and their fries are pretty popular.
Yeah.
When it comes to like go to places for friendly, do you? Because to me, I will if it's a difference maker. Like most places, they got all good burgers. Mm-hmm. They're all okay.
Sure.
But the fries stand out to me at certain places more than others.
I agree.
And that could be a decider for me, especially if I can't, you know, I know I want a burger, but I can't decide where to go.
Right.
Like, oh, I like the fries here better, so I'll go there. It's the only side I can think of that's like that.
Mm. You know, it is because there's so many different ways to do it. So, I mean... If it has crinkle fries, so around here, you know, there's several places that do that, you know, that have that. And there's always my favorite, you know, go-to. Of course, our good friends at Chips, you know, just down the road here, they obviously have the crinkle fries.
Good.
Love their fries.
So good.
Culver's, I've spoken of them before.
Yeah.
So Arby's, if you don't get the curly fries that are seasoned, you get crinkle fries. That's their normal fries, which I really appreciate. I like that, too, there at Arby's. Here's one that they didn't mention on there, and I'm curious what people think. Steak fries.
Oh, yeah.
Because those are more, you know, the thick cut.
Yeah.
So you get more potato in there. And I actually, if they do it right, I really like those. But you don't have, not everyone prepares them correctly, so you can, it's a crapshoot on that one.
Those, you got to cook a little longer, and it seems like people don't do that enough.
Right,
yeah,
right.
Because I'm with you on that.
But I really like them when they're cooked well.
They're not bad when they're cooked right. Yeah, they're definitely all right with that one. I think this is an interesting one, too, because the shoestring, I didn't know that they were still as popular as they were.
I didn't even know people still serve those.
Yeah. And not just that, but that they're so popular, especially in Texas, where, you know, they like more of the size, more bigger.
Right,
you think,
right? Or maybe they just go for more, just like a big old pile of them. Maybe that's what they like a haystack of shoestring potatoes.
Fries are great. That's the end. That's where we wrap up here on this.
We obviously love them in this country, and we are going to eat many. We're going to eat lots of fries.
And, of course, as we mentioned, the main side for these are ketchup. That's the number one side that people find with them. But I don't know that they want it like this. I don't know if you really want to dip your fries in your smoothie.
Oh.
Yeah. So Heinz and Smoothie King just debuted a ketchup smoothie.
Oh, no.
And now there are reports saying that it's good, but I mean, that's reports and who knows. They announced
that. We asked one guy,
they asked one guy walking out of
like,
a Smoothie King.
Yeah, sure, I like it. Yeah.
Which, by the way, never heard of Smoothie King.
Okay,
never heard of
it. I have to look that up. Yeah.
I still thought we were making Orange Julius's.
Wow. Yeah, you're way back there, man. Yeah.
This show, like the tagline for this show, or the names could just be old businesses that are around anymore.
That's all we're talking about today.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Unintentionally, by the way.
Hey, you remember?
KB Toys.
Yeah.
They're just going to start throwing randomly.
How about
business.
Any toy store, for that matter? Yeah. They're all gone.
Yeah. Didn't they try to bring Toys R Us back for a little while
and it just
didn't work out something?
No, that was ruined. But anyway,
So they announced it after Smoothie King teased it earlier this week with a post that said, if tomatoes are a fruit, is ketchup a smoothie?
What?
And it's not just ketchup, because that would be insane. The Heinz tomato ketchup smoothie includes strawberries, raspberries, apple juice, and Asiya, and Heinz signature ketchup, of course.
Okay, right, yeah.
A writer for People magazine described it as sweet and tangy and said that they were impressed with how well the savory ketchup blended with other ingredients.
Okay.
Question. I could see that on paper, maybe,
right.
But not in reality.
Okay, ketchup. Savory?
Yeah, I've never thought
I got to put
that.
A question mark on there, because they put a lot of sugar in ketchup.
Yeah.
And I thought, which is one of the reasons it's so popular, is because it's got that sweetness to it. So I guess technically it's savory, because tomatoes are very savory, you know, very acidic. So that makes sense. I don't know, man.
This is one of those things, too, where so when people try to involve ketchup with pizza or anything, it's like, I know that marinara and ketchup, that they both come from.
Based on tomatoes, right?
But it does not work.
No, it's a big difference. Yeah.
Very bad. Very bad idea.
Well, I don't even like ketchup to to begin with. So I'm like, I'm not going to go out and get this smoothie because I don't like ketchup. So
I marvel, like, outside of anybody over the age of, 13 or whatever. kids, of course, if you give a kid a ketchup bottle, expect half the plate to be ketchup.
Exactly.
That's the way they do. That's what kids do.
Exactly.
As an adult, though, I marvel sometimes at the individuals that do that. Because I'm like, man, you know you're not going to eat all. You know you're not going to go through all that.
No.
And why did you buy the food? Yeah. What does the food really matter?
Just drink the ketchup.
Just go ahead. I mean, you can take a piece of cardboard and poke it in there and just get the taste.
If that's all you want is the ketchup, then why not?
I'm sure there is more to it than that. There's much more nuance that my horrible mouth does not understand.
No. I mean, no.
To try one of these things, or if you want to avoid them, either one. If you want to run towards them or run away from them, Atlanta, Chicago, Denver, Miami, Fort Lauderdale, and New York.
Okay.
I kind of think it's funny that they're doing this in Chicago with the way that my fellow Chicagoans could be about ketchup.
Oh, Lordy.
I kind of like to see where that one ends up. Let's take a call before we go to break. Good morning. You're on the show.
Hey, good morning. As far as French fries, they have to be big enough. I don't like those little kitty ones. They have to come hot. And I'll eat the whole batch of French fries before I even touch the sandwich.
Okay, can't touch the sandwich. All right.
Yes, I'm with you.
I don't the best of that stuff. I don't live in ketchup.
100%.
Yeah,
100%. I don't like my food touching. Yep. I'm so with you on this,
oh, my
sir.
Gosh. Seriously? Yeah. There's another one out there.
Appreciate you. Not only the best listeners in radio, we may have the best listener on the air with us right now. We appreciate you, sir. Thanks so much for calling.
One of the great things in food is mixing things that you didn't, did before. So I guess I can't say about mixing ketchup in a smoothie. I just don't like ketchup, so I'm not going to try it. But I guess to each their own. Yeah. And you guys are weird. Come on, man. Combinations of food is where it's at.
I hear you. And that's where everything's going nowadays. Everything's mashing up. Everything's being thrown into a bowl and mashed up. And I'll be the last person. me and our great listener right
now. We found the one great disagreement between James and I is food. I like throwing everything together. And he's like, keep it all separate kind of thing.
This and I think in South Park, right? Like, is you not a South Park
fan? No, I'm not a South Park fan.
That's it. That's all we got. We'll be back to wrap up the hour coming up on the morning show at WFHR. That's this song? I've been wondering which one it was. Oh, my gosh. Wow. Oh, my God. on a list of, songs that are so 80s. Like, even if you lived in the 80s and you didn't hear music, you would know this was an 80s song.
Yeah.
Man. Welcome back to the show, everybody. Hope you're having a good one out there. And it does have summer in it. You're right. Yeah,
it does. Suddenly last summer. Yeah.
Never thought of it. This is an interesting article that's going around right now. Some employers are complaining that it's difficult to deal with younger workers because they lack manners. Simple, kind of just basic manners. Nothing crazy, nothing going out of it. Not sir, yes sir, any of that. Just basic manners.
Right.
And they don't really meet in the middle because, certainly they're coming into this with a bit more manners, whereas some of the younger people that they're reaching out to, and this is multiple generations, so this isn't just picking on one generation. And there is a huge crossover with every generation as it is anyway.
We know this, yes.
So,
yeah.
This post on social media is going viral. Quote, I'm a recruiter, so I do a ton of phone interviews. And something I've noticed about Gen Z specifically is that a lot of them answer the phone and don't say anything. I can hear their breathing and their background noise, but they wait for you to say hello first. And it isn't that they don't know who's calling or think it's something else. The recruiter says that these are calls that were scheduled by the candidates.
Oh, so maybe that's why they don't say anything.
and they were given her number so they know who's calling in the exact time and all that.
Right.
And she said it's not necessarily a deal breaker. It's just not that deep. It's just something she's noticed many times and finds it very unusual and was wondering if other people have dealt with this.
Okay.
A millennial responded saying that a hello greeting isn't just having good manners. It actually has a purpose. Quote, we all say hello if we are picking up the phone, like answering the door. It's not just that it's considered polite, but in the case of the phone, it is to signify you are present and have answered the phone. phone.
Right, exactly. That's the whole reason we did. Yeah, yeah.
The person on the other end can't see you, so not having a vocal indication is helpful. On the flip side, one reason that Gen Zers may not say anything is because they're the first generation to grow up without landlines and may not have picked up on this custom thing we
right,
do.
Right, right, yeah.
Even with a cell phone, a lot of communication is through text messages, mm-hmm. not actual calls.
Sure.
And finally, someone says, it might have to do with so many calls being spam and automated AI bots. Mm. You're not going to say hello to a spam
You're going to wait
call.
To hear what's coming up, right? Whether or not it's a real call or not.
And
fair.
So here's one thing about this, and in the New York Post has an article about it, although I never encourage people to go to the New York Post.
No.
But there are plenty of other reputable
right.
sites
yeah.
and places that you can go see in the article, and I can even send them to you if you want, reach out mm-hmm. to me. Because I actually really dove into this. I actually was going through this and didn't even realize it for a good 5 or 6 years with my students. I would go back and forth, and the miscommunication was insane. And finally, I'm like, where can I reach out? Where can we talk? Snapchat. Like, what? Like, yeah, Snapchat. Because the messages disappear.
Yes.
And we could, and what we're sharing isn't really vital information. It's
right.
acting, you know, lessons, or, hey, we're going over this topic, or, hey, this is what you missed,
yeah,
or
right.
something like
mm-hmm.
that. And so that's, you know, the main reason I have that app.
Yeah,
is
sure.
That's how I contact my students. That's how we talk to each mm-hmm. other. Even teachers started doing it to the point now where when a teacher signs up,
yeah.
we're like, hey, you're going to want one of those accounts.
Yeah, yeah.
And this is, again, this is over a 10-year stretch just about. So this has been this way for a while.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you're kind of trying to build a bridge here and mm-hmm. meeting each other halfway between the older generation and younger.
Right.
The point of speaking when you pick up a phone is also, I will say for me, and I don't think I'm alone on this one, if I call somebody and they don't answer but I hear them breathing, I'm immediately thinking there's trouble. Maybe that's just the way my brain works, and I own that. But I'm immediately thinking, oh, God, what's going on with this
right.
person? Are they okay?
They're not able to say anything? Right, yeah.
And I you know, that leads to all other conversations of bringing in maybe, you know, police officers when they don't need to be and
right,
stuff
right.
or any of that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And is this an extreme case? Absolutely, I completely own that. But that's where my brain went.
Mm-hmm.
And if anything, the topic itself, I feel like everybody's handling well. Nobody's like losing their mind. How dare the younger generation? And the younger
right.
generation's not being like, well, how dare you not adapt?
Right.
Everybody's just being like, oh, we're just, it's a miscommunication.
It's, yeah, right.
Oh, this is a thing.
It's a little different from normal, right? From what we're used to.
Young and old, everybody that has I've seen data on about this topic have just been kind of like, huh. It's just kind of
right.
like, oh, interesting.
Right. Well,
look at this little spot we missed here. You know,
yeah.
look at this kind of thing that happened.
One of the things we do on this show specifically is we talk about stuff that we don't do anymore or things that, you know, we've been doing it today. You know, like
yeah.
what stores aren't open anymore
right,
that we're
right.
used to when we were kids. It's changed. It's just things happen. We adapt new technology, you know, and it changes the way we communicate with each other. So, yeah, things are going to be a little bit different. You know, I always think of Mr. Burns from The Simpsons. Ahoy, hoy, you know, the
yes.
which
yes.
supposedly was like it was between hello and that.
Yeah.
When they, no. Whatever.
I
think the Simpsons
though.
Writers are kind of weird that way. But anyway, but I mean, I love it too. I think it's funny, but it's one of those things where, yeah, this is not stuff that was necessarily agreed upon. It just happened. It was organic. That's just how it went.
For every law and every thing that we have in society that has been put in place for specific reasons, there is
mm-hmm.
so much gray area.
Yeah.
There are so many things that we just kind of,
just
we figure
people
out.
Adapt and
yeah.
adopt,
yeah.
actually, I should say. Yeah.
This is one of those ones that's just going to be interesting
uh-huh.
to see how this develops. And I think it's very encouraging to see a topic where we're not, you know, clawing at each other about.
Yes.
We're just trying to see, you know, we
just saying, oh, that's interesting. Interesting, right?
Yeah,
yeah,
we're all kind of interested in it. We all think it's mm-hmm. kind of, you know, you know, and hey, coming off of the whole the kiss cam thing where everybody seemed to agree on that one.
Yeah, right.
Maybe, hey, you know, maybe this.
Let's find all these things that we can agree on, you know, or talk about in a normal manner, right?
We've talked about this for years. Now, this part we have talked about for years,
mm-hmm.
and we've specifically been talking about it with our politicians. Like, hey, people are tired of being divided.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to vote the way they're going to vote. They're going to think the way they're going to think,
mm-hmm.
but they don't need to be, you know, separated for it.
Right. Yeah.
Society has had this for millennia,
mm-hmm.
and we were okay. The idea of separating, guess what? Nobody makes it.
No.
The only way this works is together.
Yep.
That's it.
Failure is when you separate.
Yep. How do you think this country would have been if it had separated during the Civil War?
I mean,
which one you think would be left? I don't know. I don't know which
one. We don't know. We don't, I could tell it would have been very different.
Yeah. I don't know that both of them would have made it, and another country might have taken them over.
That's a good point.
The other half or whatever.
That's right.
Like, we get through this together. Mm-hmm. And as a spoiler alert here, that's the way this has always worked.
Yeah.
You can talk about the Greek culture and the Greek history of Greece, mm-hmm. history of Italy, history of Russia.
Of China, of whatever, yeah.
Pick a country.
Yep.
That's how it works, mm-hmm. working together. I think that we might be getting, you know, some of these topics might be telling us more of that.
Let's
that we're
hope
seeing
so.
More of that.
Yeah.
And that people either will, either they want you to say hello or be honest in your marriage. Like, these are the things where it's not a lot of stuff.
Maybe it's not a huge thing,
but
right?
We get to hang our hat on this stuff. And we like French fries.
Yes.
We like French fries. We like French fries.
We like 17 pounds a year of French fries.
And we love animals. That is a big one, too. And of course, we'll be talking animals at the top of the 10 o'clock hour. Denise is going to join us with our Pet of the Week from the Southwick County Humane Society. Really looking forward to that. A quick side note, we are always looking for businesses out there that would like to partner with us and be a mm-hmm. sponsor for that segment or
yep.
any of our shows around here. Reach out to our front desk at 424-1300. Pam will put you in touch with our amazing sales team, mm-hmm. get you a part of the team. Ask anybody who's ever advertised with us how that goes. Mm-hmm. We go above and beyond for your business. And I want to remind everybody that our good friends over at the United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties have moved their school supply collection. That has been moved over to my old stomping grounds, East Junior High School. That's going on 11 to 1 today. Be
yep.
sure to spread the word about that.
Yep.
All school supply is going to be dropped off over there today.
Yes.
And we do have free meals available for kids. Meals are available for kids 18 years of age and under. Over at Lincoln High School, that's going on from 7:30 to 8:30 in the morning, and then lunch 11 to 12:30. And Mead Park near the Splash Pad, 11 to 12:30. And at Winterfield over at Chestnut Street, 11 to 12:30 as well. For both of those latter ones, there's breakfast provided as well.
Yep.
Spread the word about those, everybody.
Very nice.
We'll be back with more show coming up right here at...
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.